Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful scriptures this morning. You may be seated. He became obedient unto death, verse 8 says, even the death of the cross. Amen. Christ's humanity. Amen. Christ's humility. Christ's death on the cross. God highly exalted him and gave him and given him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, we know his name, don't we? His name is Jesus. Thank God for the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Thank God for what the name of Jesus Christ means to us. The Bible says, amen, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. How many mothers in the darkest night, or they felt like that there was no other way, began to call on the wonderful name of Jesus, and God, amen, would bring exactly what we need at the very mention of his name. How many times, amen, has it been a near accident, a near car accident, or some type of disaster, but the name of Jesus was called forth, and instead of disaster, instead of chaos, instead, amen, of something very bad happening, no, because his name is above every name. You know, we can call the name of Jesus when we cannot call, amen, others. When we can't call others that might could help us. But at that moment, no one can help us but the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk to us about verse 9 this morning. For just a little while, the Bible says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him." We know the story. Amen. They hung him on the cross. They crucified him. They despised him. They spit in his face. Literally spit in his face. They slapped him with their hands. Amen. When he was blindfolded. And they said, "Prophesy and tell us who hit you." They put a crown of thorns upon his head. Amen. They beat him and they whipped him. And the Romans, amen, the Jewish people had a law where they couldn't whip somebody, amen, too many times. Matter of fact, they had exact number of times that they could be whipped, amen, at once. It was 39 times. But the Romans didn't have it. They could whip a man to death. They could whip him to death. And they whipped Jesus. And then they would put, amen, the robe on him. And then they would take it off. Amen. And all the suffering that he took. Amen. But I'm telling you, he won't suffer like that anymore because God has highly exalted him. I'm telling you, when God exalts, amen, a person, and when God exalts, amen, you, and God exalted his son so high, amen, that he has all power. Amen. Jesus said, "I have all power in heaven and in earth." He has all power. There's nothing that can happen that he doesn't allow. Thank God. God has highly exalted him, amen, to the place that the Bible says he laughs at the nations. Praise God. Amen. I know that we live in a troublesome time. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to take place next. We don't know if we're going to be in war tomorrow. Matter of fact, we may already be in war while I'm preaching this morning. We just don't know that the bombs have been dropped. And we'll find out later. But I'm telling you, regardless of whatever happens, the Lord, amen, has highly exalted his son to a place and has given him a name that is above every name. I know people have names, amen, that is names of importance. And I know that people can help us, amen, because they have positions that they can help us. They have means and authority that they can help us. But there is no one with a higher authority than the Son of God. There is not a higher authority, amen, than the Son of God. His name is above every name. The name of Jesus brings healing. The name of Jesus brings answers to prayer. Matter of fact, Jesus said, amen, from now on, he told his disciples, every time you pray to the Father, he said, pray in my name. And he said, when you pray in my name, amen, he said, my Father will give you what you ask. Hallelujah. The devils are subject unto the name of Jesus. I thank God for the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. Demons are subject unto the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, amen, in Acts 16, that Paul turned around and told that devil, said, amen, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And the Bible says that he came out the same hour. You know, sickness, amen, is subject unto the name of Jesus. Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. And the Bible said a lame man sat at the gate. And he had laid there for years. They carried him daily, amen, and set him at the gate. And he asked alms of them, and Peter, amen, fastened his eyes on him with John and said, look on us. And he expected to receive something from them. And the Bible says that Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand, and the Bible said, lifted him up, and immediately his ankle bones, amen, received strength. And he leaped and ran through the temple. And the Bible says that Peter stood and said, it's by Jesus Christ's name that this man is made whole before you today. I thank God for the power that is in Jesus' name, because God has highly exalted him when he became obedient to the death of the cross. Salvation is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's salvation in the wonderful name of Jesus. The Bible said, amen, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In Acts 4 and 12, he said, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 said, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe that. Call on the name of Jesus and you can be saved. Amen. I know that most of you know. Amen. But some of you visitors may not know. We mentioned about a funeral here. Amen. I spoke over a 26-year-old boy yesterday right here in this same sanctuary. Amen. And he didn't want nothing to do with God or church. I remember talking to him, but he wasn't through sinning. Amen. He wasn't through living his life. But he was laying there on the side of the road burning up. Amen. There wasn't no reason for him to live other than he had a praying mom. His body was burned up 96%, but he had a mother that prayed for him. Y'all know that, church. Amen. And God gave him 3.5 days to live. Amen. And he wasn't just living there on that machine, because when they took it off, I was right
there with the family. When they took it off, he lived for 25 minutes. But I'm going to tell you, amen, I got right down in his ear and I said, call on the name of Jesus. Amen. Pray to the name of Jesus. You know why I did? Because I know when a sinner calls on the name of Jesus, I'm not talking about, amen, spouting out that word in some, amen, light manner, and that name in some cursing manner when you hit your finger or kick your toe or something don't go right. I'm talking about in a prayerful way. Amen. Call on the name of Jesus. But I got down his ear and I said, pray, son, pray. It's not too late, pray. And I want to tell you today, amen, while there's life, it's not too late to pray. Amen. Sinner friend, you better pray before it's too late, because there's no guarantee you'll make it through. There's no guarantee that God will give you grace. You know, God only promises us one chance, and we play with the mercy of God and play with it and act like we've got all the time in the world. Now, I want to tell you something. 26 years old is too young to die. Amen. But I thank God that the Lord gave him 3.5 days to lay there and remember his mama's words. Amen. As she said, son, you need to quit your sinning. Son, you need to quit your playing around. She said, I told him, God's not a toy. Friend, God's not a toy. And life ain't a toy either. Amen. But thank God for a praying mama, and thank God for a Savior named Jesus. Because I believe in the mercy and grace of God. I stand and preach to you this morning, whether people are turning their backs on God or not, I still serve a God who is the Savior. Amen. And there's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. But he still saves, and he still delivers, and he still heals, and he still rescues. You know, the Bible said in Psalms chapter 20, said some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Can y'all help me this morning a little while? Don't you remember his name? His name is Jesus Christ. He was born in a manger. They didn't have no room in the inn for him, friends, just like people ain't got room for him in their life today. Amen. When he was born on this earth, they didn't have room for him either, but he still came. And you may not have room for God in your life this morning. You may not be through sinning. You may not be through with your life, but he's still the Savior. Hallelujah. He's still born right there. He didn't change his mind and say, no, they don't have no room for me, I'm going to go back. No, he came, was born in a manger because they didn't have no room for him. He went to that old rugged cross. Amen. And laid down. They didn't force him on that cross, friend. He laid down on that cross for me and you. The Bible says, Jesus said, I lay my life down. I have the power to lay it down. And I have the power to take it up again. You know what? Nobody's got the power, amen, to take their life up again. But you know what? God gives us the power to lay it down. But you know what? You don't have the power in yourself to lay your life down. Amen. That's many times the reason we can't quit sinning, because we don't have the power to lay it down. But God can give you the power to lay your life down and say, Lord, I don't want you on that cross. Amen. I want to be on the cross. You know, in every life there is a cross and a throne. And if you're on the throne, Christ is on the cross, so you can be saved. And if you're on the cross, Christ is on the throne. I'm telling you this morning, I'd like to get myself off the throne and get God on the throne in my life. Hallelujah. I know he's on the throne up there. Amen. But I want him on the throne down here. You know what? You can look square in the devil's face and say, you didn't get him off the throne up there, and you can't get him off the throne down here. The devil can't make you sin. I know we went through a day and age where they said the devil made me do it. Amen. No, I know he helps us in all of that, but God gave us victory through the blood of Jesus and through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We can pray in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus, because God highly exalted him. You know, the Bible said every knee shall bow. You say, I won't bow my knee. Oh, yes, you will, friend. You'll bow it one day. It just depends on when you make up your mind. You'll bow one day when the earth and the kings, the Bible said, the kings and the mighty men of the earth, those that stand, amen, and care not for the common man, care not for us, amen, they care not who they kill, they care not who they destroy. You know, there'll come a day that they'll run to rocks and mountains, and I want to tell you, it ain't very far off. It's not very far off that the Lord is coming back, hallelujah, with his chosen people. That's why we've got to get ready. Signs of the times are everywhere. The Bible said in Matthew 24, amen, there'd be earthquakes in different places. Amen, that there would be wars and rumors of wars. Amen, nation shall rise against nation. And if we ever lived in that day and hour, it's 2017. Nobody knows the day or the hour. Nobody knows. If somebody says the Lord's coming back right here, you can mark them down as a liar or a false prophet, because the angels don't even know when he's coming back. Jesus said the Father is the only one that knows when that day is. But I'm telling you, he gave us signs and times, the signs of the times, and they're coming about everywhere. You know, there'll come a day, amen, when Russia and Iran is going to come from Syria right down on God's people Israel. And you know, for years preachers preached and said that day will come, amen, but those nations had no alliance with each other. But you know, Friday of this last week, amen, there was a meeting, and there was three nations meeting together, and that was Gog and Magog, amen, and that country from the north over Israel. And I'm telling you, there's a day and hour, amen, when our grandparents and old preachers would have shouted all around the church and said, my Lord, he's coming soon. Amen. Jesus said, look at the fig tree, and when it blooms, you'll know that summer's nigh. And he said, this generation will not pass away. Amen. We know he was talking about Israel becoming a nation. They became a nation in 1948. I know the whole world basically was against them. Amen. But God said, amen, the fig tree was going to bloom, and he was going to bring his people back home. And then he said the times of the Gentiles would be over. Amen. Until Jerusalem would be trodden down of the Gentiles. You know, Israel became a nation, but they didn't have no capital, and they wanted their capital back. And in 1967, amen, they went and took that capital, and now Jerusalem is their capital. Now, I come to tell you, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right before our eyes. And if you'd get your nose out of this book and that book, amen, and get it back into the Word of God, you'd see that time is a drawing short, and the Gentiles only have a few days left. Amen. The times of the Gentiles, that word dispensation, amen, really is only about 40 years. Amen. But 40 years has come and gone, and since Jerusalem was trodden down, amen, and they came back and took that as their capital. I come to tell you, Gentiles, I'm a Gentile this morning, amen, but God said time was drawing short, but there's still a name you can call on before it's too late. Your dollar bill ain't going to save you. Amen. Only thing that's going to save us on that day is that we're saved and blood bought. You said, I'll never take the mark of the beast. You won't take the mark of the beast. Amen. You won't even pray right now, let alone whenever a demon of hell is let loose on this earth. Amen. And has control of people's minds and hearts. I'm telling you, amen, you got to pray while you have the mind to pray. You got to pray while you have the will to pray. You got to pray while God's a drawing. You can't just make up your mind and say, I'm going to pray whenever I can. I come to preach to you this morning, God's a merciful God. Amen. But time is drawing short, and the time has come for us to get right with God. God may not have mercy on you like he did that boy boy that I preached on yesterday, or preached over yesterday and laid in the casket 26 years old. Amen. And gave him 3.5 days to live. Amen. God don't have to have mercy, but I'm telling you, his name is what? It's Jesus Christ. And God exalted him above every name. And at his name, every devil has to back out the door. At his name, every sickness has to back out the door. Amen. I'm telling you, we use the word cancer. Amen. We say the big C word, cancer. But I want to tell you, the big C word is Christ. The little C word is cancer. Because Christ is the healer of cancer. And Christ is the healer of every disease. But the Bible said, every knee shall bow. The kings and the nations will run to the rocks and the mountains and say, would you fall on us? Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. Amen. Those mighty men are going to run to rocks and say, would you hide us from Jesus Christ? Amen. Would you hide us from him? You know, 3 times this scripture or this phrase is used in the Bible. It's found in Isaiah, amen, 45, where it said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. It's mentioned in Romans chapter number 9, as it is written, every knee shall bow unto me. Hallelujah. And then it's written in our scripture text, amen, in Philippians chapter 2, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Confess, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, you'll kneel, but you can kneel today. You don't have to wait till that day when he's Lord of all and he rules over the nations. You don't have to wait till that day when the nations run from him. Amen. And all types of horrors have broken out on this earth. You said, preacher, you just come to scare me today. Let me tell you something. If you're not afraid today, you're not very wise. You're not looking at what's going on in this world. Amen. Just yesterday, amen, I said to a preacher, oh, I can't understand why people ain't praying. They must not be hearing the news. Amen. But you know what? The devil has a way of putting blindfolders over our eyes, and we get to the place where we don't even realize what's going on or how dark it is. But friend, the sun is setting, amen, in that western sky, amen, and the sun of righteousness is going to arise on that eastern sky. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's coming back for a church. Amen. And on that moment, you can't get ready. You got to be ready. You can't get ready. He said, I'm going to get ready, oh friend. Amen. Every knee will bow to him and every tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible says before that in Isaiah, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. I know there's a lot of gods. I know there's a lot of idolatry. I know there's a lot of things that consume our life and get us all, you know, doing this and doing that. We forget God or push him back. Amen. But there's really only one God. Amen. And he's the creator of us all. And we're going to stand before him one day. But I want to tell you today, that same God sent his son. Amen. He died on the cross and rose again so we could be saved. So we could be delivered. So we don't have to go to a devil's hell. Amen. Friend, the hell was not made for us. Hell was made for those angels and the devil that he kicked out of heaven. It wasn't made for mankind. The Bible said created for the devil and his angels. But you know, man has chose to go there. And so hell has to enlarge its borders. It don't even have room for everybody that goes there. You know, heaven never one time in the Bible had to add on or an expansion. Amen. You know, we got some more children, man. We just got to look around and say, we got to have a bigger house. Amen. I want to tell you, heaven has always been 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles that way, and 1,500 miles that way. But hell had to enlarge itself because so many people was going there. Amen. And it wasn't even created for man. Amen. God is so merciful. Amen. Every knee will bow to him and every tongue will confess to him. him, but you can confess. We can confess now. We don't have to wait till later. We don't have to wait till another day. We don't have to wait till another date. Amen. The Bible, the song says, kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. You know there's a Savior that's waiting. Amen. For us to be saved. There's a Savior that's waiting for us to call on his name. There's a Savior for us. Amen. Right here. Every one of us, there is a Savior that wants to help us. Confess that he's Lord. You know, we all know who Jesus is. We know he's God. We know he's who he is. But, you know, there's something more than just a mind knowledge. There's a practical knowledge. And just instead of just, you know, theoretical or, you know, just our mind, just this, we can put it into practice, in other words. A practical knowledge that goes into practice. Amen. And he is Lord. He is God. Amen. But he's Lord of and God of every situation that we can face. He's Lord and God of every circumstance in our life. And the Bible says that if we confess, amen, our scripture text says, amen, that every tongue will confess. And I know that every tongue does not confess that Jesus Christ is Lord at this point. But the Bible is teaching us that there is a day that it will happen. There's a day when every tongue will confess. You say, I won't, friend, God made you. God made your tongue. God made everything. Amen. And he can make it do whatever. Amen. But the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Today, we don't have to wait, amen, till the day like I've been talking about that's coming. I'm telling you, no matter what this world says, it's coming. I'm ashamed to say that society is trying to teach our children that Jesus Christ and the story of Jesus was a myth. Amen. But it's not a myth, friend. It's real. Amen. And he really is alive today. He really did die on a cross. He really did rise on the third day. No matter what this world says, he really is alive today. And he is God. And he will come back one day. And every tongue will confess that he is God. Every one of us will stand before God one day. Amen. And the Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart, that believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You must believe the gospel. Amen. We must believe the gospel story. And the gospel story is that he died and rose again for our sins according to the scripture. I want to tell you, friend, when we believe the gospel, we believe everything else that's in the Bible. It's something how people ain't coming out, amen, and saying, you know, that there's no streets of gold in heaven. Amen. That really there's not streets of gold in heaven. It's just old dusty roads. We'd throw the songbook at the preacher and say, I'll find me another one. Amen. Because my grandma's in heaven where there's streets of gold. But for some reason, we can flip over about three pages and we can say, well, the Bible actually doesn't mean that you can't, you know, do this, that, or the other. What it actually means is this, that, or the other. Amen, friend. Amen. You got to take it one or you got to take it all. Amen. There's streets of gold in heaven. And also the Bible is true when it says we've got to live for God. We've got to turn our back on sin and we've got to serve God. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to tell you today, the Lord is the Savior. The Lord is the King. The Lord is the Master. He stands with his arms outstretched. Amen. To those who spit in his face. Amen. The thief on the cross was dying for his sins. Amen. On one side, he was, amen, just railing on him. are cursing Jesus, said, if you're the Christ, get me down from this cross. I want to tell you, I ain't serving a God to just get me out of trouble. I'm serving a God that gets me out of sin. Amen. And gets me out of things that keep getting me in trouble. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, the other one said, don't you fear God, seeing we have received exactly what we deserve. Amen. People go through trouble and trial and they blame God. I heard one man say, I won't serve a God that would destroy my family. I turned and looked and said immediately, you are serving the God that destroyed your family. Because the devil is the God of alcohol and sin and drugs. You're blaming God. He's the God of peace and joy and happiness. Amen. You're serving the God that is causing you all the trouble. You're serving the devil. That's what I said. Hallelujah. Thank God we serve a God of peace. Thank God we serve a God of happiness. I'm not serving the God, amen, of this world. But he said, we receive due reward of our deeds. We did it. He's hanging on the cross. Amen. Jesus is right beside him. Amen. And he looks across Jesus and said, sir, we are getting exactly what we deserve. I know we live in a society where the employee has more rights than the employer. I know we live in a society where everybody has more rights than everybody else. But I'm going to tell you something. God is God. He's the creator. He made us. And he doesn't have to call a conference or go before a jury to find out what decision he's going to do. People get mad at God for stuff that happens. And I'm telling you, it's all a result of sin. And God sits and says, you're blaming me for that. He looked over there, this man on the cross, and said, we receive the just reward of our deeds, and this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, I'm preaching today on every tongue will confess him, Lord. He's hanging on the cross, and he says to Jesus, Lord. You know when he called him Lord, amen, he was saying, you are exactly who you claim to be. You're the Christ. You're the Son of God. You're the Lord. You're the Master. Amen. You're the Son of God. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. I know he was talking about they was going to die and he would be with him. But friend, if we could just call him Lord, God could take your life of misery and heartache and failure and turn it into a paradise today. Hallelujah. Amen. Today God is able, amen, to take depression and kick it out and give peace. Amen. Today God is able to take addictions and kick it out and give love. Today God is able to take misery and hatred and kick it out and give paradise. I still serve the God. Amen. Jesus Christ is still the one who is able to deliver, heal, set free, change the heart and life. Amen. Give a new start. He is the God of new beginnings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. I want you to get this picture. Jesus goes before Pilate. Pilate asked him so many questions. And the Bible said Jesus didn't answer him a word. Finally, he said, are you the Son of God? He said, yes, sir. Or yes, thou saidest it. Amen. And he said, for this purpose was I came to bear witness to the truth. And Pilate said, what is truth? He goes before Herod. You know wicked Herod. King Herod. Amen. Who had killed John the Baptist. And he thought, amen, because his conscience had ate him up so much, he thought that John the Baptist had risen from the dead. He had his head cut off. Because John the Baptist told him, said, it ain't right for you to have your brother's wife. So he cut his head off. In a wicked plan. And he thought Jesus was John the Baptist risen from the dead. Because he knew John the Baptist was a man of God. And Herod asked Jesus many questions. Matter of fact, they mocked him. He asked all these, but Jesus never answered a word. Never said a word to him. Hallelujah. Never said a word. I'm telling you, the word of God, Jesus' word, has so much power. And I'm telling you, one of the worst things is when God never speaks. And you never hear His word. And you never feel His dealing. That is a bad place to be. Herod never heard a word. The Jews said, if you're Christ when He's on the cross, if there's a question, if you're the Christ, are you really the Christ? If you can prove it to us, come down from that cross. You may say here today, God, if you really care for me, do this or do that, do this, do that. I'm telling you, God don't owe me nothing, but I owe Him everything. The Bible says that he never said nothing. The soldiers said, if you're the king of the Jews, save yourself. Save yourself if you're the king of the Jews, them Roman soldiers said. Jesus never said nothing to them. There's one man hanging on the cross that he said, if you're the Christ, save yourself and us. If you're really Christ, save us. Jesus never said nothing to him. They've crucified him, and the only thing he said, His Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But directly to anyone, the only one He ever talked to was John and Mary. And then He said, I thirst. But wait a minute, He said something to someone else. And it was a thief on the cross who called Him Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's a song that said, He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess. That Jesus Christ is Lord. For He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Help me sing it. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The thief on the cross said, Lord. The Syrophoenician woman whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil said, Lord, help me. He kept on walking. The disciples said, send her away. He said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it on the dogs. The Bible says she came and worshiped Him, calling Him Lord. The Bible says He turned and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it under. He called her a dog, and she said, truth, Lord. I'm talking about confessing Him as Lord. You know the Bible said nobody can call Him Lord but by the Holy Ghost. It takes the Spirit of God for us to yield ourselves unto Him. And the Bible said that a leper came to Him and saying, Lord, if Thou will, Thou canst make me clean. Jesus was moved with compassion. Amen. Touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. Amen. Thank you for being in service today. Dear Lord, I thank you for the privilege to be in your house. I know that you're God. I know that you're risen from the dead. I ask you to reveal yourself unto our hearts and lives in a way that we cannot deny it. I ask you to speak to us, Lord. I know that there's needs here this morning, maybe depression, sickness, frustrations. I'm asking you, Lord, to help every need today. You are, Lord. You have risen from the dead. Help us to kneel at the cross.
Maybe family problems, marriage problems, financial needs, frustrations. You're Lord. You have risen from the dead and you're Lord. Pray God that you'll help us today. If we could stand together, if you would stand together with me this morning. I appreciate everybody being here. I'm going to let you go here shortly, but just briefly, while we could just all bow our heads and close our eyes. I wouldn't want to embarrass nobody for nothing, but I want to ask this morning before we go, is there somebody, maybe you'll slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, I'd like for you to pray for me. If you'd pray for my home." God bless you, sir. God bless you. I see those hands. Just slip it up and slip it down. I'm not here. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. We'll pray for you. I'm not here to embarrass no one or anything like that, but God cares about your needs. God cares about your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, your depression, whatever you're facing. God cares. Nobody will ever care for you like God. Nobody loves you like God. Just slip your hand up. Anybody else? Just say, "Preacher, pray for me." Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I see those hands. Yes, sir. I see it. Yes, sir. We'll pray for you. God loves you. He'll help you. Lift up your hands. Say, "Pray for me, preacher. I need God to help me in my life. I need God to help my family." Yes, ma'am. We'll pray for you. God loves you. God bless you. Anybody else? Say, "Pray for me. Brother Sam, pray for me. I need help from the Lord." I can't help you. I'm not talking about me helping you. I'm talking about God helping you. I'm not talking about joining this church. I'm talking about the real thing, God, salvation. I'm not talking about getting baptized this morning. I'm talking about getting saved. Salvation from God. Turning it over to the Lord, the God that is there. Anyone else, while we're there, I want to hold on.
He is Lord. Oh, He is Lord.
Is He Lord of your life today?
He
make Him Lord of your life. Confess Him Lord of your life.
He is Lord.
Confess Him the Lord.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue come, that Jesus Christ is Lord. For He is Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is Lord.
Standing in your presence. Hallelujah. I want to give an altar call this morning. If you'd like to come for prayer, if you'd like to come forward, we'll open it up at this time. We'll pray for you. Every knee shall